I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101, WOSU Public Media in Columbus. I'm speaking with composer and conductor Victoria Bond about her recording Soul of a Nation, Portraits of Presidential Character. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure to be here.
Your recording, Soul of a Nation, features performances of four of your own compositions, each one a concerto with spoken narration, and each one about a different U.S. president. How did the idea for these four presidential portraits come about?
Well, the idea came about very simply because of the Aaron Copland Lincoln portrait.
Fellow citizens, we cannot escape history. We of this Congress and this administration will be remembered in spite of ourselves.
That's a work that I've conducted many times, and I've always admired the way the text is amplified by Copland's wonderful music. And also the clarity of the spoken word. Very often it's difficult to understand text when it's sung. And here you have the advantage of having a speaker being able to be understood in every word, because these portraits, I feel, are so important. Naturally, Lincoln is somebody that we all admire, and the extraordinary way he had with words is unparalleled. However, there were other presidents who also were so worthy of having their words known. And those, of course, included George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Being able to help people understand the emotions behind the text was what I was getting at, plus referencing the time in which they lived and the music that was popular at that time.
How did you come to select these particular presidents to honor in this way?
Each of these presidents had such an important role in shaping our American history. George Washington was somebody who was offered absolute power on a silver platter and turned it down. And actually, I can't think of a single person in politics today who would do that. He really had the far vision to see that the role was bigger than any one human being, and that it should have a limit to its power. This was not a monarchy. So it was for that reason that I chose Washington.
George Washington, pater patriae, father of our country, first in war, first in peace, first in the hearts of his countrymen.
He was also a very modest person. And I picked music from his time, basically fife and drum tunes that were popular during his time. And, you know, I was mentioning about the Copland Lincoln portrait. The one thing that I wanted to add to this mix of narrator and ensemble and musical ensemble was a solo instrument that really would be a spokesperson for that time. And with Washington, because of the Revolutionary era and fife and drum tunes, I was able to find these readily available. And I figured the solo instrument for Washington would certainly be the flute. And so for each of the presidents, I wanted to find the quintessential instrument that would represent his, and they're all men, his personality and his time.
At least with regard to Washington, you've answered the question, why that particular solo instrument, namely the flute. But what about the other concerti?
Well, Thomas Jefferson was himself a violinist. This is a fact not known by many people, but he was an avid music lover and participant. Even though he didn't perform in public, he played almost every day. And one of the works in his library was a piece by Arcangelo Corelli, a Baroque composer, and I chose that work as the seminal work to represent Jefferson. And of course, the violin is the solo instrument and accompanied by a string orchestra.
Thank you.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt lived, of course, in the era of the big band and of Benny Goodman, and so it was a natural to have a clarinet solo and to reference music of the 1940s big band era, kind of jazzy work. He didn't actually play an instrument, but I thought if he did, he probably would have played the trumpet. He was such an outgoing, exuberant person, so I chose the trumpet as his avatar, as it were. And also used several popular tunes from his time, one of them being Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and various other works that were popular during his time. So it's kind of a collage of works from the 1900s.
You mentioned a moment or two ago in passing that, of course, all of the presidents honored on the Soul of a Nation recording are men. We've only had men as U.S. presidents. The four concertos on Soul of a Nation are not the only works that you have composed on the inspiration of the U.S. presidency, though. Your opera, Mrs. President, is about Victoria Woodhull, who was the first woman ever to run for president when she ran in 1872. Of course, Woodhull was not the last woman to run for president, the most recent being Hillary Clinton, who lost to Donald Trump in the 2016 presidential election. Women have served or are serving as the leaders of other countries, but so far never here in the United States. Why do you think this particular glass ceiling has been so tough to shatter? And what do you think it says about American democracy and the U.S. presidency?
It's not a pretty picture. I definitely have to say that. Interesting that when Victoria Woodhull ran for president, she spent election night in jail. And the epithets that were hurled at Victoria Woodhull make you cringe when you hear them. I mean, she was actually called Mrs. Satan. She was pictured in Harper's Weekly with horns on her head and a demonic expression. She was the wrecker of the family. I mean, how dare she do this? And there's still plenty of that sentiment going around. We have not overcome that yet. The idea of a woman in the highest position in this country is something that just is not readily acceptable to, unfortunately, a large number of our citizens.
It's so interesting when you see women here in the United States breaking other glass ceilings left and right. This one, so far, has proven extremely resistant. So what is the resistance at this point in time, in 2019, here in America, do you think? And what do you think it will take to overcome it?
I think just repeated pounding at the door. It is a glass ceiling, and it is going to shatter. There's no question about that. It's just a question of when. If we keep hammering at the door, it's eventually going to wear down the resistance. It just seems like there are more and more capable women running. Not that there weren't capable women running in the past, but they just did not have the backing, the finances. I mean, it's incredibly expensive to run for president. And it also is kind of a popularity contest, and things that are accepted in a man are not accepted in a woman. But I think for a woman to be able to withstand the kind of battering that a president is typically subjected to takes somebody with a very strong hide. So I think that the kind of personality traits that a woman has to exhibit, it's like what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. It's a completely new rule book, and somebody is going to have to be able to withstand all of those kinds of criticisms, I think, in order to overcome these obstacles.
Victoria Bond, once again, you are the composer of the four works on your recent recording, Soul of a Nation, Portraits of Presidential Character. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
I'm Jennifer Hambrick, midday host of Classical 101, WOSU Public Media in Columbus.